Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charlene Lake is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. You've met Charlene before. Charlene is Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Chief Sustainability Officer for AT&T. And she's here today to represent AT&T, who's one of the sponsors of the Peace Through Business Program, which is an initiative of the Institute for the Economic Empowerment of Women. And Charlene has been with us before to talk about this, and she's here today because today is the graduation day for these women. Charlene Lake, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Thank you again for the support of you and AT&T for supporting the Peace Through Business program. I know you're excited about it, but I just wanted to say to everybody listening that I really admire and appreciate your support of this important program.
Well, thank you. We're just honored to be involved in it. It's just a tremendous program that has great impact, and it's just a pleasure and an honor.
We were together last evening with the Rwandans at a gathering of those ladies, and then we went over to the Afghanistan embassy for another gathering with the Afghanistan women, and I'm trying to remember the last time I was that inspired by anybody, especially, you know, I'm a guy, Charlene, so, you know, I don't like being made to feel small by women, and these women made me feel kind of wimpy.
they have encountered so many incredible challenges and obstacles, but I think what the incredible thing about it is, you know, they aren't depressed, they aren't forlorn, they are positive, and they're inspirational, they're filled with such incredible hope. It really is something that, you know, leaves all of us who meet with them feeling better and inspired and energized as we go back into our world. The stories that they tell us are just amazing.
Absolutely, and I thought that, I noticed that too, as I looked at their faces, as I heard them talk about their businesses, what I saw on their faces, I didn't see concern or challenge or even fear. They were excited. It was like they couldn't wait to go to work the next day. Which reminds me of how I was when I was, you know, I still love going to work in my small business, but especially in the early days when there was so much. You know, you didn't know where you were going, but you knew that the world was your oyster. But these women, with all their challenges to look that way, to act that way, that's the inspiring part, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. There's a story that I've told before because I heard of it from one of the students last year. I'll share with you that kind of encapsulates what I think is, you know, the spirit that they have. And this is a student from Rwanda, and she sold soda to make ends meet, but the soda she had to put on ice, and the ice would melt within 2 hours, and of course nobody wants to buy warm soda. So she looked into buying a refrigerator that was beyond her needs, but instead of walking out the door, like maybe you or I might have done, she asked the storekeeper what he was going to do with the cardboard boxes the refrigerators were stored in, and he said, "You can have them." So she put the ice inside the cardboard box, and it lasted 2 days instead of 2 hours, and her sales soared. So, you know,
wow.
I kept that story in my mind, and I actually keep
a
note on
box.
My computer. Yeah, and so, you know, I think about that. You know, what's the icebox answer? Because they don't stop. You know, they learn and they persevere. They're taking what they're learning from this program. These are women who never had business plans before. They've learned how to build a business plan. They've learned leadership tips, and they're going back. And importantly, they're going to pay it forward, and that's how change happens in the world. They get inspired, and they want to draw others into it and share what they've learned and share their passion.
And they don't take anything for granted. And that's a lesson we can learn here in the United States, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. You know, we sit with these women and we get inspired by them, and we go back and we look at all of the gifts and all of the wonderful things we're afforded in this country, and it makes us much more grateful.
You know, in talking to Fina from Rwanda in the previous hour, she was saying that the good news about her country is that she has not just freedom but liberty, meaning that she can not only start a business, but she can feel safe in operating that business, being a business owner. In talking to Fresta, who's going to follow you today on the show, she's from Afghanistan, and she talked about, yeah, she could start a business, but that didn't mean that she, you know, she wasn't in danger. And the women in Afghanistan are amazing because, as you know, the Fresta is the only female business owner in the printing business in Afghanistan. And that's putting her in competition with a bunch of men, and apparently they don't like that over there.
No, they have been incredibly aggressive working towards the destruction of her success. And she's another one who is incredibly inspiring. And what's interesting is, you know, the obstacles in Rwanda and Afghanistan are very different that these women face. And obviously they're different than what we face, and, you know, difference in cultures, mm-hmm. and religions and language. But here's what I think is interesting, is we do have something in common. And, you know, that is, even our externalities are so different, but the internal motivations are similar. So in talking with Fresta, she says what keeps her going is she's got a supportive husband, and that is so key, and she leans on him, and he helps her through this. Right. We talk to some of the other women, and they say, you know, they want to make a life better for their children than what they have today.
Exactly.
And those are things that we share.
Both of the women on the show today, from Rwanda and from Afghanistan, both of them have daughters, and you know that they're saying, I've got to leave a better place for my daughter.
Exactly. And so, you know, we share hearts of the same desire. That's what motivates us here, too, even though we have such vast differences.
Would you like to give us a website that we can, with AT&T?
Absolutely. You know, AT&T.com/CSR talks about all of the social initiatives that we have and ways that we're trying to help our communities get stronger. And if you go to AT&T.com/safeguard, that's a program that helps small businesses safeguard their business in times of disaster. And I'll throw out another one I'd go to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.